Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 24 of Ask Pat, where I answer your online business questions 5 days a week. I'm here for you. And if you'd like to do me a quick favor and leave a review on iTunes for Ask Pat, you can go to askpat.com/on iTunes. That'll be really helpful for the show. And even more important than that, it's just really helpful for me to know what I'm doing well so I can do more of that. Or if you don't have a positive review or if you have some constructive criticism, I would love that as well because I want to improve for you. So again, askpat.com/on iTunes. Hope to see you there. And speaking of reviews, today's question is all about reviews. It's actually about negative reviews and how to handle them. This question is from John. So let's hear from John right now.
Hey, Pat, this is John Kenny from castmembersecrets.com. I have a quick question for you about negative reviews. So I have a book on Amazon, and I have a podcast, and I have an ebook that I'm launching very soon. And as I've been testing things, I have gotten only a couple of negative reviews. But every time I get a negative review, it seems devastating. And I know it shouldn't be. And I know that I should just move past it and forget about it. But what I wanted to ask you, how do you handle negative reviews? I'd love to hear your insight on how you just get around that devastation of somebody not accepting or liking what you do. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate your answer.
John, thank you so much for your question. This is incredibly important because for anybody who's producing any content in any format online, we put ourselves out there and we open the doors up to potentially negative reviews. And it's really interesting how just one negative review out of a sea of tens of thousands of positive reviews, sometimes just that one negative review can just kill us, right? It's devastating. Like you said, you use that word like five times, and that's absolutely the perfect way to put it because it is devastating. And when you're first starting out, you know, you don't have a thick skin, you're not used to this, and you're putting yourself out there and you're scared and you're fearful, and here you are getting this person who's just saying nasty stuff about you. And I will let you know, it happens to me too. It happened to me when I first started. It still happens to me today. So please don't, if you're getting negative reviews, don't think that you're alone. And I have a lot to say about this because this is really important. A lot of times people get one negative review and they think about it so much. They can't stop thinking about it. And they just stop everything they're doing. They stop everything they're doing for that one or two negative reviews. I mean, one time I was called scum. I actually saw hordes of traffic coming to my site through analytics. So I was like, oh, sweet. I'm going to go thank this person for mentioning my site. And so I go there, and it's actually a forum. And this woman has this huge posting about me and how I was scum and how I was just cheating people and all this stuff and just obviously just trying to get money from people. Well, for one, I don't sell anything on my site, or at least I didn't at the time, and I still don't to this day. So that right there had me understanding that she was just misunderstood. But again, it was just nasty stuff, and I thought about it for days. I was like, it was just bad. And then another guy, this is what he did. So I'm telling you this story because whatever negative feedback you have is probably not as bad as this. So this guy leaves an incredibly long comment on one of my blog posts, calling me a fake, calling me all these things, just listing a number of different things that he hated about me. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to ignore this guy. That's one piece of advice, although there are some things that you could do beyond that. But, you know, a lot of times if they're disrespectful to me, if these people are disrespectful, I don't pay any attention to them. And that's one thing I've learned. If they're disrespectful, they got other problems. You know, if they're crushing and they're mean and they're nasty, there's probably something deeper within them that's causing them to lash out, and you are just an easy target. So I don't even pay attention to people who are disrespectful. And if they're on my blog or some place where I can control access to me, I just block their IP address. You know, you go to WordPress in the back end, you can go to discussions and you can actually leave, or you can put a list of email addresses and IP addresses, which you can get from the comment section. You can just grab their IP there and paste that in there. They'll never be able to leave a comment on your site again. Now, if you wanted to get even deeper, you could go into your host or ask your host provider to help you to blacklist that IP so they can't even access your site anymore. Like before I said, you know, they can't leave a comment. Now they can't even access your site. And that's helped a little bit for those incredibly disrespectful people who are just obviously trolls. But anyway, going back to this story, this guy leaves his comment. I just ignore it. Next day, I have 5 emails from 5 friends in the online business space all saying that this guy, same guy, left the same exact comment on their blogs. And these are blogs where I was featured in an interview or mentioned in a blog post or something. This guy went all over the internet, found anywhere I was mentioned, and left this nasty comment about me and who I was, warning their audience about me. So I was just, I mean, initially I was just incredibly upset and just taken aback by this. I mean, this guy didn't even give me a chance to respond to him, you know? And this all happened within 8 hours. And the crazy thing was I actually reached out to him. And this is something that you don't have to do, and I don't always recommend doing it. This is something I learned from Gary Vaynerchuk. But again, this guy I knew was misunderstood. And so I reached out to him and said, hey, this is why you're wrong. Like, I can show you everything. Like, here, let's talk. Let's get on Skype. He didn't want to get on Skype with me. And I initially found out that he just did that because he wanted more traffic to his site. Like, how crazy, ridiculous. I mean, some people in this world just don't. There are bad people in this world, okay? We all have to know that. And when you put yourself out there, you're exposing yourself to potentially negative feedback and things like that. I mean, especially if you're like, you've got to come across some really nasty comments on YouTube, for example. And the thing about putting yourself out there online is, you know, you're opening up to the world. You're putting all of yourself out there, and then people can leave comments. They can hide behind their avatar. They can hide behind a pen name, and you don't know exactly who they are. And so it's really nasty sometimes, these comments that we get, because they just eat ourselves inside out, and it's just bad. So the one thing I want to mention, when I heard this, what I'm about to tell you, this changed everything for me. So I'm hoping it'll change it for you, because this is what's most important. But any time you spend thinking about these negative reviews and these negative comments and being crushed by it, all that time is time you're not spending appreciating those who do love what you're doing and providing value for them. One person can take all of that effort away that you should be putting into your existing audience, the people who love you, the people who could benefit from what you have to offer. Think about that. And when I thought about that, I was like, wow, these guys don't deserve my time. There's no point in trying to change their mind. Sometimes it might happen, especially if they're obviously misunderstood. But there's so many more other people I have to worry about. And so I want you to understand that too, John. There's so many more people who will benefit from what you have to share. Now, like I mentioned before, if they're disrespectful, you know, I don't even pay attention to them. But if they are respectful, I mean, there are negative comments that are respectful and constructive. Part of being a good leader and someone who cares about their audience is to also be a good listener. And you don't react right away. I mean, that's another tip for you. Just don't start writing a huge response, because it's probably stuff that comes out of anger or frustration or fear, as opposed to, okay, what should I actually say and respond to if I should be responding? So don't react right away. But if someone says something like, oh, I don't like that new thing that you added, it's so disgusting, or like, why would you do that? It's so stupid. Don't just remove it or take it out right away. That's just one person's opinion. But use it as a, okay, that's one person's opinion. Let's see what everyone else has to say. Or perhaps a better question is, you know, is this person actually valid? How can I go explore this? And a lot of times, if they're respectful to you, those are the people that you shouldn't be too afraid of responding to and replying to, because they're actually coming out of a sort of an approach of helping you. You know, they might have some negative things to say, and it might be hard to take because you put your hard work and effort into these things. But if they are being respectful in their way that they're sharing their negativity toward you, or they're sharing their criticism, then those are the people that you actually would potentially want to reach out to if you feel comfortable, to try and explore more and to show them, okay, that you care, and maybe you did something that you shouldn't have, or maybe you did something in a way that wasn't done the best way possible. Let's go explore this and let's try to solve this together. And a lot of times, if you have a big community, everyone will come together for you and just start talking about it. Again, you want to make sure you're always in control, but that's where you start asking the questions. You don't have other people do the talking for you, and you say, and you reply in a respectful manner. I always do that. If you ever see me get negative comments on my site and it's respectful, but it's just still completely negative, I will often respond with sort of, hey, Jim, not sorry for anybody who's named Jim out there, but hey, Jim, thank you so much for your honesty and concern. It really helps improve the community here when we can talk about these things openly and respectful like this. And that just sort of sets the tone for everything, and also my initial response where I might be trying to clarify something. And a lot of times what I'll do is, if I'm in a situation where I get a negative comment and I'm wondering, okay, is this person valid or not, I'll go to my friends and colleagues in my mastermind groups and say, hey, can you read this comment really quick? It's just really nasty, and you know, maybe he's valid. What do you guys think? Should I be, maybe he's just using harsh language, but should I actually, you know, follow through with this? Or, you know, a lot of times the perspective of other people will help you. And of course, just talking about it with somebody just helps get those frustrations out, which you probably have inside. So again, the most important thing, and just to reiterate, is that every second that you spend thinking about these negative reviews, these people who leave you nasty comments, is a second that you're taking away from the people who you should be devoting your time to, who will benefit from what you have to offer, who deserve your time. These other guys, they don't deserve your time. And lastly, and this is just sort of a random thought that just came to mind now, and that is, you know, these haters and this negative feedback, that is sometimes a good sign. Because if you're doing amazing things, if you're taking bold action and you're doing something different, that means there's going to be some people out there who won't agree with you. You're taking a stance, and if you were to just try and please everybody, you're not going to be providing value to anybody. So you can't please everybody, but make sure you are pleasing those who will benefit from what you have to say. So John, thank you so much for your question. Congrats to you for putting yourself out there and creating content, and anybody else out there listening, congrats to you for taking action and actually trying to make a difference in this world. I love you for that. And of course, John, an Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com and ask me a question there. If you'd like to leave a review for Ask Pat on iTunes, that would be extremely helpful. One more time, that's askpat.com/on iTunes. It'd be awesome if you did that, whether it's a positive or negative review, as long as it's respectful. That's all I care about. Thanks so much. Have an awesome day. And of course, I want to leave you with a quote, as I always do. And this quote is from Iris Murdoch. A bad review is even less important than whether it is raining in Patagonia. I don't even know where Patagonia is. Actually, I do know where it is. It's the tip of South America. But the point is, bad reviews, don't let them get to you. There's so many other more important things to think about. Take care. Thanks so much. See you in the next episode. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, The Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.